MTV Cast.
What up, Blue Dot Watchers? Everyone out there, Fred S. calling in from Silver City. Don't worry, I'm not at the Beaverhead. I got into town, turned my phone on, and it's like, yo, why are you still stopped? So it was a spot snafu. Just got off the phone with Spot. Everything's all good to go. I am, and believe me, I did the CDT alternate, all that stuff. Rode with Eddie all night last night. We slammed out the Gila till about 2 a.m. We were about 8 miles away from the start of the CDT alternate. But anyways, left you guys off in Grant. I had high hopes that the Elmi alternate wasn't going to give me headwinds, but the divide will decide what to do, and it gave me headwinds. So from me resetting my race clock at 8 a.m. somewhere in the concrete junk, in the concrete basin, and getting to the Pytown Road, that day I had 95 miles of concrete headwinds. So it'll that was a pretty damper on the day. But then rode out from the Pytown Road to Pytown Road with Eddie, and we just slammed it. It was awesome. We just rolled it. We got there super quick. So like 31 miles on the Pytown Road. We did it in like 2 hours. Yeah, it was fantastic. But since Pytown, basically stayed at the Toaster House. That place is ridiculous. It's indescribable. You show up and it's just like the Cato brothers stocked it with food. We had pizza ovens going. There's anything you want. It's fantastic. The Toaster House is a must stop. There's a little miscommunication when it came to what time the cafe is open in the morning. So I was doing a little math, and I was like, well, if I get up early, then I'll get the Gila done sooner than later. But then, so I opted for a little bit more sleep, and knowing that I was going to do the Plains of San Augustine sometime in the sun, so just prepping for that. But little miscommunication on the opening of a cafe. Got there, they weren't open, and then all of a sudden, a half hour after the times that they posted this on their door that they were open, they still weren't open. So basically, frustrated, went back to the Toaster House, made myself a second bowl of oatmeal, and then hit the road at around 9, a lot later than what I wanted to. So got about a mile down the road and then realized I forgot to do my dishes. So I didn't want that hanging over my head. I'd be like Pigpen the entire rest of the way with one rain cloud over me. The divide wouldn't let that happen. So basically, in my frustration, I had to pedal back a mile back into town, do my dishes. I calmed down. I got to see Carl. I just like, don't get mad. Just the divide will change your goals and change your plans to see fit. So yeah, I mean, make plans. I have goals, but like the divide will do what it wants. But anyways, rolled out yesterday, got to the Beaverhead around 8. So 100 miles in 9 hours, which is pretty good. That was, 11 hours, whatever. I can't do math right now. But anyways, so got to the Beaverhead. And then Eddie and I basically looked at each other and we're like, yeah, we want to get this thing over with. So we left, we only spent about 20 minutes yesterday at the Beaverhead work camp and then headed back out into the Gila and slammed the rest of the, I'm really glad we did that last night. I climbed every hill. If Eddie wouldn't have been there, I would have just wimped out and just walked everything. But, Eddie and I both were feeding off each other and we're just slamming, getting all the hills done and jamming. And finally the wheels fell off at around 2 a.m. We were about 8 miles away from the CDT alternate. But, in Silver City now, all stocked up, ready to go. I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to go. I'm stoked to get this thing over with. I'm stoked to just count those mile markers down at the border and just recollect on how much of a rad time this is and how much of a experience this is and a journey. And I just, yeah. I mean, it's pretty caustically hot too. So, I mean, amidst all the dripping sweat in my sunglasses, I will try to remain a ball of energy and a ball of sunshine on Hey, what up? It's Brent S. again. Just in conclusion, basically, yep. Other than that, ready to head out. This morning, though, when I got done with the CDC, when I was on the CDC alternate, I was at the very, very last high point. So basically, this is my last rocky descent of the whole trip, and my front tire gets slashed about 10 feet down from the top. So I did not make it the entire way without a flat. So I patched it, booted it, and now I'm running front tube. So, but other than that, Eddie's around here somewhere. I'm gonna chase him down and go from there. But I am ready to just push and push and get this thing to. I'm gonna skid right up to the border. I don't care if my wheels fall off right there. I'm just gonna blast it. It's gonna be awesome. Okay, sweet. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for all the love. I will call back with final thoughts. I got enough ramblings going on in my head to do one of those. So, but yeah. Yet again, thanks for all the love. Thanks for all the support. Talk to you soon.